We lead local talk, live and local with Monica J.
Monday, Monday.
So good. It is definitely Monday. I could have used another day this week, or at least this weekend. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How'd you do this weekend? It was nice. It was crazy at times, but still got to spend it with family and friends. So it was a good one. I woke up. I got stuff done. It was a good one. You can chalk that up to being productive. Even got 5 loads of laundry done. That's an accomplishment. When it's just my husband and I, it takes a while to build up. So I have a tendency to put it off for a while, and then I spend all day doing laundry. I know. Space it out. Space it out. Some people stuck on mountaintops. Maybe that's why I got so much stuff done over the weekend, was because I didn't see my husband all day, Saturday or Sunday. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. How are you doing? Take a deep breath. I mean a deep breath. And just let it go. Craziness all over the internet. Craziness all over the news. Why? To drive you crazy. To make you second guess things. So what is going on now? Well, I have to go find this story because a listener sent me this and I have not heard this. Monica, it's Monday. Already lots of stuff happening. The Pope, really, wants to meet with 4 sports figures to ask them about different social, economical problems. Really? Also, my next worry that you tell me regularly not to worry about, no more Sidney Powell. Ugh, now what? Well, let me tell you. First off, let's go with Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is not part of the Trump legal team. There is going to be a purpose for that. Just as so many people got excited that Lynn Wood was now doing all this and a part of everything, Lynn Wood is and never has been part of the Trump legal team. He's doing this as a private citizen. Sidney Powell is working for We the People. You have better opportunities. Remember, Trump's team is fast-tracking this. He's getting suits and everything in all these different courts, in all the lower courts. Why? So he can go on to the Supreme Court. Now, that doesn't mean that we stop and we don't hold these states accountable. So just think about it. What if Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are hanging back to do the work in the states and keep refiling and hammering the states? Let the Trump legal team move on. That's what the media keeps putting in your head, is their narrative. Remember, they have pushed nothing but lies. Nothing but lies for the last 4 years. why would you start to believe them now? When it is most crucial, why would you start to believe them now? Just a question. Lawsuits are not stopping. They will continue on. And most importantly, because every single day, more fraud is caught. I hope you went and looked at the Federalist, thefederalist.com, looked up that story about blatant fraud right in front of everybody's face, right here in Northern Nevada. Yeah. People being given gift cards for Biden votes. Just saying. So take a deep breath. Head into today's Monday. But guess what? It's the week of Thanksgiving. Don't make just Thursday a day about giving thanks. And what do you give thanks for? The same old, same old. Family, friends, good health, being all together. Huh. Being all together. That's an interesting one this year. I hope you are all together with your family and friends. Do not let tyrannical, do-nothing leaders, elected representatives, dictate how you spend your days, how you spend your holidays in particular. I love, love, love sometimes Facebook. Because there are some things that just slip through the cracks. Like the New Jersey governor eating maskless outside with his family. Even though he has dictated, you need to wear your mask. Yeah. So one of his constituents walked up and called him let's just say tick with a D in front of it. So you can replace it. That's pretty funny. That's just hysterical. So add him to the list of Governor Sisolak, Governor Newsom, Governor Whitmer, Governor Cuomo, all of them who have been caught telling you to do something and then them doing the exact opposite. That's all Democrats are, is do as I say, not as I do. 991FMTalk.com, today's poll question. Will the not signing of the recall Governor Sisolak petition by elected representatives have an impact on your vote in 2020? I mean, in 2022. In 2022. Will it impact it? Because the list to tell you which ones did sign it is going to be easy to give to you. The ones who don't sign it or didn't sign it is going to be way too long to publish. So we'll publish the couple of names of people who did sign it. But I want to know from you, is that going to make any difference? Will the not signing of the recall Governor Sisolak petition by elected representatives have an impact on your vote in 2022? 991FMTalk.com. Friday's poll question, the director of the CDC says they don't recommend closing schools. So what's the deal? Washoe County School Superintendent Kristen McNeil, is she in the wrong for calling for full distance learning? Still has to go through a vote, but she's pushing it. 94% of those participating in the poll said yes, she is in the wrong. If teachers are worried about getting sick, guess what? There's a vaccine coming. Isn't that supposedly what it's all about? The vaccine? Yet even though we've had mask mandates, which I'm sure you saw yesterday with Governor Sisolak, you are now under tighter restrictions again. Bad people for understanding science. How dare you? How dare you look at the numbers from the CDC and understand that masks don't protect you from COVID-19? Washing your hands, that helps. Not touching your face, that helps. Who can't stop touching their face with a mask on? But no, let's attack the small businesses again. Let's attack the restaurants, the gyms. Let's attack the mom and pops. Let's attack churches. All places where people get together and share their ideas and their thoughts. Maybe that's what they're really trying to shut down. Not the thought of spreading a virus that has a 99% survival rate. Isn't it curious? Thank you, Mr. V. Sidney Powell and Wood are working in parallel with the official Trump team, snipers, if you will. Yeah. See, some people get it. The media is out there just to drain you. To drain you about the worry of Thanksgiving. Oh, you have to eat outside. Oh, you have to wear masks inside. You have to pull it down, take a bite, chew, chew, chew with your mask up. Oh, yeah. Keep from touching your face. That helps. Don't let the government into your home this way. This is America. Be with your family. Be with your friends. Play flag football. Watch the games. Not as interesting. Actually, don't even watch the games. Hey, NFL, please. That just college football, same. They're all just playing into it. Because they have to. Why do they have to? Because of money. Yeah. Because of money. It all goes back to money. It's not about you. It's not about your health. It's not about your well-being, which we'll talk about in just a second. It's about money. It's about control. And they eat up every second of it. Don't fall into the trap. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica J. Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. It's easy. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's head on over to the talk and text lines. I'll get to a couple of texts here and an email in just a moment. But I love taking your live calls. Samuel's on the line right now. Wants to talk about restrictions that were laid down yesterday by the governor. Hi, Samuel. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hey, good morning. I wasn't even sure I was able to end up calling, but I did. So you made a point about, you know, restricting restaurants, bars, and places of worship. And me and a friend of mine were talking recently, and, you know, we realized that our entire country was, in fact, founded in caverns and places of worship. And we kind of came to the notion that while it may be a bit of a stretch, you know, it's more of a less protecting people and more keep them from talking, you know, keep them from congregating, because where people congregate, ideas form. And people, that's where revolutions come from, you know, is people talking and people discussing the issues of the world and whatnot. And, you know, we kind of realized that that could be playing a big factor to some degree. You know, it's not that far of a stretch to think, maybe not our current politicians, but maybe some young up-and-comer, you know, aide somewhere. When Governor Sisolak, you know, it wasn't even a legal mandate at first. He just said jump, and we asked how high. And, you know, some young up-and-comer aide could have just been like, wow, that was easy. We didn't even have to really ask. They just did it. And that, to me, that's the scarier thought, you know. And while the protections obviously come into play, you know, COVID does exist. But what to the extreme that they're portraying, I think, is a whole nother story. You know, there's a difference between public health and forcing people to just do. Masks aren't a problem. You know, when you think about it, the mask itself is a very simple thing. It's not an issue. You know, it's a non-issue, but it's the thought behind it. You know, he said jump and we asked how high. Mm-hmm. That part bothers me a little bit.
Yeah. You know, that's the other thing, Samuel, is in countries around the world, you haven't seen it exploited here, but in Europe, in Germany, they are so strict in their lockdowns that people are being arrested, they're being jailed, their doors are being broken down by law enforcement to, you know, check your home to see what's going on. And we're going to see that shortly here in this country if we don't bring those patriots back together so they can talk. So, you know, I look at the mask, Samuel, a little bit differently, being a problem. Because what if you are sitting next to somebody and you're trying to have a conversation? They can't understand you with a mask on. So,
I mean,
you know,
certainly.
You have to talk louder or other people will hear you.
Yeah. Right. And, like, my thing that I've kind of come to realize is, you know, you think about, like, military tactics all over the world throughout centuries and millennia. You don't win wars through the battles. You win wars through morale. You keep people from congregating, you lower the morale. You talk to anybody, everyone's depressed. Who wants to revolt when they're depressed? You take away the energy, you take away their power. You know, when people get together, they congregate. Think about drunk frat boys. One drunk frat boy is not a problem, right? But you get 10 together, what's going to happen? Chaos, right? If you keep people away from each other, things don't come to fruition. And that's the part that worries me. You know, we have so many people and patriots talking about wanting to do something. And the very real and very scary and sad fact is that currently no one is willing to be like a martyr in a sense. You know, it's scary the way these politicians are functioning. You know, they're allowing these events to take place like the mandate. And they're pushing things forward, just keeping us from being together. We can't have Thanksgiving with our family that doesn't live in our home. For what reason? Because you said so?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm allowed to drink, but I'm not supposed to drive. But if I make that decision, I'm the one that dies. I shouldn't. Correct. Just like wearing the mask. You know, it's a mandate. Sure. But it should be our choice. You shouldn't have to tell me whether I can or cannot live my daily life. Obviously, within the social norms and social law, there are certain things that we collectively have agreed upon. But
these you don't cough in people's faces. You don't cough into your hand and shake
weird,
someone's
right?
hand. You know, we have social responsibilities.
Right.
Well, you're not supposed
and
to.
And I think it's odd, this whole, and our governor's not the only one, you know.
No.
Sisolak is not the only one to do it, you know, and it's worrisome. Ask and ye shall receive. And he said jump, and we asked how high, man. We didn't even ask. We just jumped. And that part worries me. That part worries me a lot.
What people try to deny is the majority, 90% of all of this is coming from Democrat governors. So, Samuel, I don't normally do this, and I don't. It doesn't make any difference to the show or anything like that. But may I ask your age?
I am 27.
Okay.
And if you would like to include that, I'm more than happy to. I feel like
you're alive, awesome. So it's already out there. But what I'm getting at, Samuel, is the fact that the left tries to portray it as just older people that are understanding and trying to do this, you know, they're rebelling. And it's like, no, it's not. It's the younger generation. It's the younger generation as yourself as well who have to fight for your freedoms, who are educated. So, Samuel, I have to take, I got to take my break here. You're absolutely awesome. I hope you call back again sometime and get your voice heard. This is the place for it. Samuel, thank you so much. We'll be right back with some more disturbing news on feelings, how people are handling all this, because this is here locally, and it is just, it can't go on this way. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy, happy Monday to you. Oh, can you just picture it in your mind, that table full of all those awesome foods, perfectly golden brown turkey. Just remember, if you fry it outside, fire extinguisher handy, on concrete, nowhere near the house or wood. Be safe. I love cooking it in the house, getting it in the oven, because it's those smells that bring back just everything flooding from childhood. Just the turkey cooking in the oven, mom basting it. Oh my gosh, the stuffing and the potatoes and don't let those memories go. Don't let those events, the creating of new memories for our kids, for our family, for our friends, do not let them stop them. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. Will the not signing of the recall Governor Sisolak petition by elected representatives, will that have an impact on your vote in 2022, especially in the primary? Start working towards 2022 now. I challenge everybody out there, if you are thinking of running for office, say it now. Do it now. Start working towards it now. I mean, like I am. I've gotten wonderful feedback since I announced I was running for CD2, Congressional District 2 here in Northern Nevada. I've been reached out to by some really wonderful people that I thought would be against it. Do it now. Don't wait. Get the word out. Friday's poll question. The director of the CDC says that they do not recommend closing schools. Yet, the Washoe County School District Superintendent Kristen McNeil just handed her position. Is she in the wrong for calling full distance learning? 94% of those participating in the poll said yes. Yes, she is. Hate this. Hate this email that I received, but this was last week. I couldn't get to it, and I wanted to so badly. Dwelled on it over the weekend. I wanted to say I received my first Facebook social media post flagged. I will not and refuse to take it down. Quite possibly continue to post. We recently lost another teen in our area. I posted a meme with some of my own words on my page to just talk to your family. Talk to your family about feelings and emotions, thoughts on the brain, to be open and willing to help. I was flagged for fake news. Apparently, I missed something or just don't understand. This is a real issue and situation. The youths have nothing. They're lost, confused, don't know what to do. Many feel leaving us is a better choice. Needless to say, I'm very upset. Jason, I'm right there with you. Right there with you. I came across this story. 90-year-old woman chooses suicide over facing another lockdown. Nancy Russell. She's 90. She decided to end her life via the controversial medically assisted suicide. Now, this story is coming from Canada. She decided physically, when she was isolated from loved ones and her normal routine, when it was disrupted, she just couldn't take it. She declined. And that's what we do. We are physical, emotional, pack creatures. For us to be in isolation, why do you think isolation in prisons is the worst possible thing you can do? We want to be with people. We want to talk. We want to have fun. We want to play games. We want to hug each other. We want to shake hands. But those who are trying to rewrite the world know. They know because they are scientists. They're doctors. This whole great reset. It's coming. And this is part of it. Part of it is the separation, the depression. Please talk to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. Get some games. Have fun with them. Put the computer games down. Do something intellectual together. And talk to them. Talk to them over the games or sit them down, sit them aside. And explain to them how Democrats, how those who want total control, the left, how they are literally trying to destroy our lives, but you won't let that happen. Because you will keep a smile on your face. You will keep moving forward. You'll play games. You'll be together. You'll bond over food. And just keep it going. Because now we're also going into a dark, dreary, you know, it's called the winter blues. Because we're not out socializing as much. We're not outside as much playing. We lose our vitamin D. Vitamin D, very important. C and D. C and D. Very important right now. Talk to your doctors. Talk to your homeopaths. You'll see how much of a difference it makes. You make the difference as well. So let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Casey this morning. Casey wants to talk about the schools. Hey, Casey, thanks for calling into the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just a spitball. You can't get me down.
Oh, hey, I'm right there with you. I'm actually in email contact with Kristen McNeil because I currently have a son that goes to Washoe County, and a lot of the parents in the Washoe County School District are just really fed up with the way that the county's running the school district. And I emailed her, and she told me that she's not for schools closing. And I proceeded to ask her, then, why is this even an option? Who's bringing this to the table? And I haven't got an answer back yet. But, you know, she in her email, she, like, is so contradictive on the way that she words her email. It's just a joke. I mean, I even went as far as, because, like, she's running the show, and they keep saying she's a doctor, but all she has is a PhD in education.
Mm-hmm.
She has zero background in medical, zero. And same thing with Kevin Dick in the Washoe County with the health division. He is he's got a degree in engineering and air quality, and an emphasis in air quality. I mean,
that's why our epidemiologist was let go, so he could have this position. You know, and that's what they're going to do, Casey. If you ask a question, they are going to pass it on to someone else. No, I think the schools should be, but, you know, it's for the protection of the children. That's because they don't take responsibility, Casey.
Well, and so, yeah, and see, that's another thing. I'm going to the board meeting tomorrow to be in person to advocate for a lot of parents, because I've just had it.
Good.
Because everything, there's no common sense that's playing into this at all. Like, if you can, the CDC can say that you can go vote with COVID and you're going to be fine as long as you wear your mask and social distance, then these kids can go to school with a mask on and social distance, right?
Oh, the director of the CDC came out and said they do not recommend closing schools. The schools are fine. You know, do the disinfectant. Yeah. Teach the kids to wash their hands. It's right. Lunacy.
And then that's what, because I know she's the head of the board, and I want to know, who is it that I need to speak to or talk to get answers on who's pushing this agenda? If it's not her and she's not for it, then who is it above her head, like, that is making her make these decisions? Whose salary is she on? Who is paying her? Who, or what is going on? I know that sounds conspiracy theorist, but what is going on? Us as parents want to know what is going on in our district.
You mean you want the truth?
Yeah, we want to know what's going on, because if you think about how many kids have lost future scholarships alone from last year and now going into this year, they are literally just tearing futures away from these children.
It's even more than that. They are literally, physically, mentally dumbing them down and putting them in difficult situations, because, you know, more abuse at the home. For some kids, this is the meal that they get. So they're putting children's lives in danger by not having the schools open. So it's
Sure. And, and I asked her, I asked her through email, I said, okay, well then are you going to fork up your salary for the parents that both work that now have parent has to stay home to do distance learning? Are you going to fork up your salary to pay them to stay at home so that way we can do the distance learning? Because my wife and I both work. We've been essential this whole time and have had to figure it out. Or are you going to make the parents that both work force parents to send their kid to their grandparents' house where they are, you know, that's the vulnerable population.
Yeah. Those are all good questions, and I hope you get the answers, Casey, because I think, you know, just personally, I think you're going to be given the runaround. And I'm glad you're going on Tuesday night because that's when they make the vote, because it has to go before the board. So please be the voice of parents of reason out there. This is ridiculous.
One thing I want to add is that for the district itself, like what I was told by someone in the district that is not for this at all, said that parents need to stand up and they need to hear thousands of voices because they only need 4 yeses to go to full distance learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like all of us parents in Washoe County that don't want this need to email everyone on the board, your superintendent, your principals, Kristen McNeil, everybody. Like that's the only way that anything's going to change.
It does make a difference getting those emails in. Casey, thank you so much for participating. That's the thing that gets me is how many people don't participate and then they just blame it on other people. So we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday before Thanksgiving. Already thinking about fighting and who's getting the breast and who's getting the drumstick. And maybe that should be a poll question for Wednesday or something. Dark meat or light meat? Because for me, it's all different. For me, for turkey, it's white meat. For chicken, it's dark meat. I don't know what the difference there is. Hey, I wanted to direct your attention to something. This is rather disturbing, but I want you to understand how people's minds work and how things just kind of fall into place. Didn't you think that when Biden said this is going to be a dark winter? Well, that's a doom and gloom, odd way to say it. Dark winter. So a listener, thank God for you people, because I would have never have found this. I wouldn't even have thought to look it up. Operation Dark Winter was the code name for a senior-level bioterrorist attack simulation conducted on June 22nd and 23rd of 2001. It was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the United States. Huh. Seems John Hopkins, name you're probably familiar with, the Center for Civilian Biodefense Strategies and Center for Strategic and International Studies, they were a part of this. They were the principal designers, authors, and controllers of the Dark Winter Project. Who comes up with these names? Biden, you know, in the government at this time, I'm sure he knew what Operation Dark Winter was. Was that another one of his lucidity moments? One of his lucid moments to where he throws out Dark Winter? Everything is right in front of you. the Great Reset, the dumbing down of American children so they can't compete on the world stage. The COVID numbers being a hoax. The numbers. Not COVID. Ask the hospitals and the health department how many people have died from the flu this year. In years past, they've always been all over that. Yet they're not tracking that number now. It's only COVID. Because that's the only way they bring their numbers up. It's the only way to induce the fear in people. What do you want? Do you want the stories and the articles that I look at? Just email me. I try to keep as many of them as I can on the webpage, but just email me. The information is out there for you, and that's what they're trying to block. Keep a smile on your face, song in your heart, be positive. We'll overcome.